Ross Gilbert is going to speak to you this morning. He's a Houston guy. He's met Ross through another guy that's here, Aaron Lyons, introduced me to Ross. And so I'm not going to explain a whole lot. Ross is going to tell you a little bit about himself and his story. So Ross, why don't you come on down? Okay. Ross, I've been teaching an operation in Tennessee. But he's telling you that as a result of him putting that together, part of the process. So, come on, Ross.
So, my wife, Chrissy Gilbert, and I's 8th anniversary is coming up in 3 weeks. I've been married for 8 years. Son, 12, 21. And I'm pretty thankful for that. It's easy to remember. Just swap the 12 and flip it around as 12, 21. So it gets me brownie points anyway. I have a boy and a girl, and you know, what else can somebody ask for? So very thankful for that. I said, you know, to my wife, I'm good with two children, but if you ask her, you know, she wants a few more, so we kind of differ on that. My oldest is Pearl Elizabeth Gilbert, and she's 7. My youngest is 3.5 years old, and his name is Zachary King Gilbert. I live in the Katy area, and currently am a broker associate with J. Carter Breed Properties. I've been there around 7 years. Growing up, I went to church, but I didn't understand any of it. When I entered high school, my parents let me decide if I wanted to go to church. This was an easy decision for me as I did not see any need to go. I was well known in high school as I tried to be the best at everything I did. If we were hanging out in a group, I wanted to be the smartest, the funniest, etc. If we played a game, I'd play to win but was never satisfied unless I was better than my opponent. Fortunately and unfortunately, I was able to win the praise of others and succeed in beating most of my opponents. This led me to a false belief that I could accomplish whatever I wanted. If I just tried hard enough, I could climb right into heaven. As high school ended, I followed my girlfriend to college. My second year in college, I didn't know it, but God was slowly calling me to Himself. I say that because I started to read the Bible and attempt to live out what was written. My newfound morals motivated me to break off my relationship with my girlfriend and clean up my speech. I was living as a moralist, trying to obey all the rules but knew nothing of God. I soon joined a fraternity, but went against the current of the fraternity by bringing in my morality. This is tough to be a light in a very dark place, but to do it without God's help is impossible. As one can imagine, I was hazed harder since I was trying to convict them with my lifestyle. A chaplain position became available in the fraternity, and I set my heart to get this position. For over a year and a half, I endured personal assaults on me in order to attain that chaplain position. When the time came for voting, I thought the position was easily mine. It turned out that the fraternity voted another member to take that position. I cried in an uncontrollable manner that night because the illusion that I could accomplish anything that I wanted came to an end. This was the start of the end of myself and looking for a new way to live. I realized that my current belief system was wrong, and high moral standards were extremely difficult to live and search for a new way. This led me first to a philosophy that essentially teaches that everything is permissible. I took hold of this belief and started to live very loosely. I soon didn't recognize who I was looking at in the mirror. A friend named Alex Rodriguez, not the baseball player, but a friend who I played flag football with, invited me to a men's Bible study that he was heading. During that Bible study, I witnessed something I had never seen before. This person who spoke of God actually had a love for God. I knew it wasn't lip service, and he had something that I did not. I came back week after week, and I remember Alex quoting Matthew 6:33 says, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. I remember saying in my heart at that time, God, if you're real, I'm coming after you, and we'll see. God started to become more real to me, and I was led to another believer's house. This other believer's name was Jack. Jack would invite college students to his house to eat at his home. He'd make home-cooked meals, and, you know, in college you kind of go wherever the free food is at. So anyway, and he shared the gospel, and Jack convinced me through the scriptures that Jesus was God. While this was happening, God also made another miracle. The fraternity house that I was at was now being used for ministry. So what I had basically been trying to accomplish that year and a half I was there, you know, God did instantaneously. God was showing me that he was able to do what I was not able to do. This was confirming the belief that I was not able to accomplish all things but needed to trust in God. My faith was a process that took some time for me to come to the end of myself by seeing that I was not all capable, and that left to my own devices, I would live a loose lifestyle. The answer for me was trusting in Christ for forgiveness of sins and to transform the way I live by trusting in him. After trusting in Christ, there was a world of difference in who I was. I had a vivacious appetite for the Word of God. I devoured books constantly and started to memorize Scripture. My mind and soul thought and contemplated God without ceasing. This was a world of difference from when I was self-absorbed with my own ego and how I looked. To recap, God took a prideful, hedonistic young man and changed him into a humbler follower by placing my trust in Jesus Christ. My Christian experience has not been a walk in the park. I have been flooded, I had a fire, laid off, and this was trivial compared to the task of caring for a sick child. My daughter Pearl Elizabeth was diagnosed with CDH in utero and ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, at the age of 2.5. This is a cancer of the blood. Doctors explained that once she is in remission, they still have a protocol of giving chemo and spinal taps for the next 2.5 years. This was a marathon and not a sprint. Since I did not have a lot of power in the situation, I decided to put my head down and work and trust the health of my daughter to Christ. I'm happy to announce that my daughter had her last chemo just over 2 years ago. The name Pearl means something born from affliction. I do believe that her name was from God, as Pearl is not a name that runs in our family, on my side or on my wife's side. Zachary was born just a few months before my daughter finished chemo, and we named him Zachary King Gilbert. Zachary means remembered by God. God did not forget my family or abandon us, but I believe that he rejoices over us with love.